The next coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Let's go right to questions, please.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please hit star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude the coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from Steve McGarry, Associated Press.
I was just wondering, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the last few years y'all haven't had a spring game, that you have to have a final practice instead. I was just wondering why you decided to do that, to not have the spring game, and if there's ever any kind of pressure, do you hear from fans about not having the game, having to practice instead?
Yeah, Steve. I think I've done it that same way for about 8 years, buddy. Number one, my job is to make sure I prepare a football team and do what's best for the team. I would love to be able to have scrimmages every weekend that fans can come to, but we just don't have enough bodies. You know, we graduate all of our seniors. That group is out. You know, this year we were fortunate. We had two freshmen, you know, graduate high school early and enroll. And then as you get towards the end of spring, you know, in your number of bodies, you put yourself sometimes into a situation where you're asking young men to double dip. And if you go into a game like situation to play both sides of the ball, you know, both with the, you know, however you split it up, you know, taking every rep, which ups their risk for injury. So, I don't know, maybe about 5 or 6 years ago, working with our marketing department, we wanted to make sure we were pretty clear to our fans to set their expectations that, unfortunately, we just can't do that. So, you know, we open up practice for them to be able to give them access to come out and watch their favorite players and watch the squad and interact with our players, and we do a youth camp after our last practice. So, you know, we work hard to make it worth our fans' while and have some fun, but at the same time, you know, do what we think is best for the team to get them prepared for the fall.
Your next question comes from Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Hey, Pat, just in your division this offseason, Minnesota and Purdue made pretty significant commitments to hiring some up-and-coming coaches. I just want to ask you about just kind of the quality of coaching in the league in general and whether you think it's maybe as good as it's ever been there.
Well, I think it's outstanding, Brian. And, you know, I think there obviously is, you know, I think a huge commitment from all of our teams to do whatever it takes to be successful. And, you know, both Coach Fleck and Coach Braum are outstanding coaches and have had great success at their previous schools. And, you know, I welcome both, specifically on our side, you know, welcome those guys, you know, into the league. It's a special time to be a part of the Big Ten. There's no doubt about that, and those two guys will do a great job.
And the other thing I want to ask you, obviously losing Anthony Walker was a big one for your defense. Who did you kind of see stepping up at the linebacker position this spring?
Well, we had a little bit of a depth issue overall as a group, but all the guys that practiced, I think, really improved. You know, I'd say, you know, for that position specifically, you know, this spring we had, you know, Patty Fisher, a redshirt freshman, and Nathan Fox, a sophomore, competing for that job. And I think that's been one heck of a competition. I don't think either guy has won the job, but I wouldn't say that either guy has lost the job, if that makes sense. I think that battle is pretty close to being neck and neck, and I look forward to watching to see how that unfolds. But I believe both young men are going to play a ton of football for us this fall.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet, buddy.
Your next question comes from Nick Piotrowicz with Toledo Blaine.
Hi, Pat. Looking at some Friday night football that the Big Ten decided to do, which the TV networks obviously like, but as a coach of a program, is there anything about Friday night games that is a hassle or an inconvenience?
Yeah, Nick, you know, I look at it, you know, and it's pretty well documented how I feel. I mean, I get it. I understand, you know, why expanding our opportunities for our fans to experience Big Ten football is positive for our league and for our fans. You know, my concern, again, is the health, safety, and well-being of our student-athletes, and specifically my guys. And, you know, we're in a little bit of a unique situation that, you know, in the future, I hope we get consideration to potentially play on Friday. I think definitely our opener, you know, with us not being in school would be great. And then we'll play three games a year, you know, in non-conference with being on the quarter system academically that we don't have class. And that would fit great from an academic standpoint. But anytime you shorten a week, I get concerned big time about recovery. I get big time concerned about, you know, missed class opportunities. And I just want to make sure that there's a plan behind it. It sounds like we're working towards that. So very thankful for the Big Ten and kind of where they've gone and their thought process with everything. And look forward to having it be an asset for everybody in the future.
As a coach, did you appreciate the dialogue back and forth?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Your next question comes from Bob Asmussen with Campaign Gazette.
Hey, Coach. Other than your own state, what do you consider the most important recruiting area for Northwestern?
Yeah, Bob, you know, I think, you know, I've again said it many times, we're going to start and end our recruiting here in Chicagoland and in our state, and we'll do the best job that we can, without a doubt. But, you know, we've got, I think, you know, over 20 states on our roster. It's, I think, more important to find the right fit than it is to say we've got to have this or we've got to have that. I think you really limit your scope. I think everybody wants to be able to have young men that are, you know, regionally, you know, within a couple-hour driving distance. I mean, some guys come up with some pretty unique and, I don't know, whatever, this nation or whatever. I don't know what people call different things. I really don't care about that stuff. I just care about finding the right fit. And over my time, that maybe has taken me a little further than maybe some of my Big Ten brothers from a recruiting standpoint. But we've got to do what we have to do to make sure we recruit the right young man.
Thanks, Coach.
You bet, buddy. Hope all's well.
Yeah, it is. Thanks.
Yep.
Again, to ask us a question, please press star 1. Your next question comes from Jeremiah Davis with Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Yeah, Coach, just curious what you think of Clayton's progress this spring and, you know, from last year into next year.
Yeah, Jeremiah, I think he's really just grown as a leader. You know, I agree with what a lot of people say that, you know, leadership isn't about age, it's about production, and especially the quarterback position. It's just amazing how confident that young man gets in that position when he's had on-field success. And then he's, I think, able to affect everybody else on the offense and everybody else on the team because they believe that we can move the ball, score points, and win because of the quarterback position. And I think it really hurts your confidence when you flip that over when, you know, the offense doesn't have great belief in what the quarterback can do from moving the ball and scoring points. The defense feels like there's going to be more on their shoulders when the quarterback is inconsistent and turns it over and doesn't make explosive plays. So, you know, there's that old saying out there, when you have a quarterback, you have a chance. And, you know, without a doubt, we've got a chance. I've seen great growth in him fundamentally, understanding our system, absolutely amazing growth in Clayton as a leader. And I think his confidence is, at least in his time here in our program, is at an all-time high. So it's just continuing to grow in that aspect, continuing to grow and strengthen and deepen his relationships, you know, first and foremost with the offense and then obviously throughout the team, which he does a terrific job of, and just taking that next step as he goes into his third year as our starter.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, thanks, bud. Appreciate what everybody does for us. Have a great summer. We'll see you at the kickoff. All right, thanks a lot. Go Cats.